KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 47 degrees. We look for some patchy, dense fog early this morning across the far west and southwest counties, including Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. Visibilities could range from 1/4 to 1/2 mile in those counties through about 8 a.m. Our forecast for today, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, police in Council Bluffs last night arrested a man on kidnapping in the third degree and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse charges following an incident that was reported just after 9 p.m. Officers were called to the filling station at 1531 2nd Avenue in Council Bluffs for an attempted abduction of a female. Upon arrival, officers learned the victim, 44-year-old Jennifer Holmes of Council Bluffs, was riding her bicycle to the station when she was flagged down by 32-year-old DeCarlos Jackson of Council Bluffs. Jackson told Holmes that his toddler-aged son needed help and she needed to come over to his vehicle. She told police when she approached the vehicle, she saw the toddler appear to be having some type of medical problem. As Holmes opened the passenger door, Jackson allegedly grabbed her sweatshirt around her stomach area and pulled her into the vehicle and allegedly asked her to perform sexual acts. When Holmes refused, Jackson got out of the vehicle and then locked the doors. He told Holmes to watch his child before he entered the gas station. Holmes said she was unable to open the doors from the inside of the vehicle. And after a few moments, Jackson returned to the vehicle. When he hit the unlock button and began to get into the driver's side, Holmes was able to open the car door and ran inside the store. Jackson then drove off. Uniformed officers located Jackson inside the vehicle on the 1300 block of Avenue A. He was taken to the Criminal Investigation Division and upon completion of the interview booked into the Pottawatomie County Corrections on the charges mentioned. The child was found not to have any medical issues. Holmes did suffer some minor injuries but did not require any medical attention. An investigation is continuing into the incident. However, authorities say they do not expect any additional charges. A traffic stop Monday morning in Cass County resulted in the arrest of two people. The sheriff's office's deputies arrested 54-year-old Kelly Marie Erickson of Messina on a charge of OWI second offense. And 54-year-old Myron Lee Flathers of Oneida was arrested on charges of possession of methamphetamine, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on their own recognizances. Cass County deputies arrested two people last Friday. 26-year-old Marshall Brandon Fisher of Atlantic was arrested on two district court warrants for probation violation. Fisher was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $100,000 bond. And 38-year-old Lauren Michael Philip Buskirk of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. Buskirk was taken to the Cass County Jail and had remained held on $10,000 bond. A total of five people were hurt in two separate ATV accidents over the weekend in Pottawatomie and Union counties. Lieutenant Rob Ambrose of the Pott County Sheriff's Office told KJAN News yesterday that a child's ATV, driven by 24-year-old Mackenzie Belknap of Council Bluffs and his passenger, 31-year-old Jessica Grogan of Audubon, veered off the road at around 11 p.m. Sunday and went into a ditch before either hitting or sideswiping a barbed wire fence. Belknap and Grogan rode the machine back to Walnut before calling for help. They were transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic for treatment. Belknap was subsequently cited for operating an ATV with more persons on it than it was designed to carry, operating an ATV on the highway, and failure to maintain control. The accident happened near 500th and Western Avenue on the northwest side of Walnut. The other accident happened Saturday afternoon in Union County. The sheriff's office says a UTV driven by 17-year-old Quinton Scadden of Creston was traveling across a bridge on 245th Street when the vehicle went out of control. The UTV rolled over and came to rest on its wheels facing east. Scadden, who was wearing a shoulder and lap belt, suffered only minor injuries. He was transported to the hospital in Creston by ambulance. 21-year-old Caitlin Scadden of Creston was riding in an unenclosed passenger cargo area and ejected from the UTV when it rolled. She was flown by helicopter to the Creston Hospital. Another passenger, 14-year-old Jack Fry of Creston, who was belted into the passenger seat, suffered minor injuries and was transported by ambulance to the hospital. In the funeral announcements, Gerald Harvey, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died March the 4th. Funeral services for Gerald Harvey will be today at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home's Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Bill Casey, age 102, of Ida Grove and formerly of Griswold, died March the 8th. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Casey will be today at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Max Pangburn, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Celebration of life services for Max Pangburn will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vera Laver, age 96, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Harlan. Funeral services for Vera Laver will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dwayne Nielsen, age 68, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dwayne Nielsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Linda Johnson, age 68, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Saturday. Funeral services for Linda Johnson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Iola Muller, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Iola Muller will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Karen Ann Fritz, age 60, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Karen Fritz will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Leola Getzinger, age 89, who's formerly of Manila, died Saturday in Cedar Falls. Funeral services for Leola Getzinger will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.